left the last two lines. The Gemara is discussing a little bit the laws of Shemitah. The main laws of Shemitah are that every seventh year you're not permitted to work the ground. You're not allowed to plant. Wow. You're not allowed to plow. You're not allowed to do avodas hakarka and all the pears that grow a hectare. You have to let everybody take it, the poor people, the rich people. You have to open up the gates, and you have to let everybody walk in and take whatever they want until Shemitah is over, and then you can balabatave again. And then there's an additional din of Shemitah that at the end of Shnas HaShemitah, anyone who owes a halvoy, if you borrow money from somebody, so he's supposed to pay back. And if you don't pay back right away, so you pay back next year. 7 years and he still didn't pay back. It's a long time. If many years go by, it's a long time, doesn't pay back, so apparently he doesn't have any money. So it's like we have a takana today, we have a takana bankruptcy. The government allows a person to declare bankruptcy in order to, otherwise he's so deep in debt, he'll never get out of the blotter. So they made a takana in a ticket oilam that you can declare bankruptcy. So that's mistama what the din of the Torah is, that every 70 year, it's understood everybody's going to pay the chayves before the year is up, whoever owes money. And if it comes the end of the Shemitah, he still didn't pay up, so the Torah absolves him of all of the chayuvim, and if he doesn't want, he doesn't have to pay. More correct is that he should pay, but if he doesn't want, he doesn't have to pay. So there's an iser on the part of the malve to nudge the loive, lo yigos. Lo yigos es re'eu. The mitzvah says say not to collect. And it's a Mrs. Loises, it's an Avera if the Malva chepers the Loive and he asks him to pay.
But that's done, even if somebody owes money, he doesn't have to pay.
If he doesn't have money to pay, yeah, right. If he doesn't have money to pay. But here it's a special din, even if he does have money to pay, it's an Issa on the part of the Malva to cheper the Loive if they ask him to pay. So the Gemara has the Machlokes, the Gemara has two. Rabbi Yehuda, the student of Shmuel, quotes something in the name of Shmuel. What's the din if I made a halvoy that's going to be for 10 years and in the middle of the 10 years comes Shemitah sometime or another, maybe one Shemitah, two Shemitahs, at least one Shemitah in the middle of the 10 years. So in the middle of the 10 years the Malva has no right to ask the Loiv, has no Chusei Tviya. The Chayv is there. Let's say it comes the end of the 10 years and the Loiv still didn't, let's say there wouldn't be a din of Shemitah. So comes the end of the 10 years and the Loiv didn't pay. And the Malva has a shtar. If you have a milva the shtar, so then there's even Shiba Nechosin. So even if the Loiv is sold his real estate to others, to Lukuchos, so the Malva has a lien, so he has a right to go to the Lukuchos who bought the real estate from the Loiv and take away from them. So he can collect from all the karkos that belong to the Malva, that belong to the Loiv from the time of the Halvor. Even though you have no Schusei Tvi right away, you don't have Schusei Tvi until after the 10 years are up, but the Shiba Nechosin is there. The Shiba Nechosin is there. It's a question,
they
is there.
They don't need to make a mortgage. It wasn't necessary to write a mortgage that you're owing. The shtar that he owes is already, it's collectible.
That's a machlekes. If the shtar just says the loiv owes the malde $100,000 and it doesn't say b'cholak harkos mishubadim l'chavzeh, that's a machlekes. We paskin that even if it doesn't say one way or the other, if it says the loiv owes the malva $100,000 and there's no Shiba Nechosin, says the Beferish, there's no lien on his property, so then there's no Shiba Nechosin. But if it says and there is Shiba Nechosin, so there is. Well, what if it doesn't say one way or the other, doesn't say yes, doesn't say no? So stam, that's a machlekes hatanoim. And we paskin like the Chachamim against Reb Meir, that achrayis is a Torah sefer. If it's missing, if you have a line, let's say you have a ksuba, let's say you have any shtar, and there's a word missing, or let's say it has the date, instead of saying the year 5,762, it says the year 5,062. But it's not 5,062.
700 years missing.
It's 700, it's obvious. Or it says, in the year, let's say it says, Tav Shin Samach Beis. Tav Shin Samach Beis means the year 762. Yeah. It's 5,000 years ago. Yeah. They forgot to write Chamesh Salaf from Tav Shin Samach Beis. We just write Tav Shin Samach Beis. So the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, whatever is obvious that it's missing, so that's considered as if it's written.
Let's even say conditions.
Even conditions, if it's self-understood. So that's the Machlekes HaTanaim. Is this considered self-understood, that which Meshugim is going to lend $100,000 without a Shiba Nechosin?
Yeah.
Was he going to lend the money without security of being able to collect from the Lekuchas? So that's what we paskin, that if it's missing from the shtar, the achrayis is missing, the shim lechasim is missing, that's a tor sefer, the scribe made a mistake, and it's considered self-understood, and there will be shim lechasim, even though it doesn't say.
On the account, $100,000, okay, what about $5,000,
what if it's only $1? What if it's only $1? Also, the Gemara says, even if it's only $1, we assume that it's the cipher made a mistake by leaving it out. It's self understood.
The
Meir holds not so. Yeah, the Meir disagrees. The Gemara says, according to Rav Meir, the Gemara says you don't even collect like a milvah peh. You don't collect at all. That's the question. What is that all about? If you have a star, it says he owes him $100,000, but it says, but there's no shiva nechasim. The Rameh says it, let's say it says beferish, but there's no shiva nechasim. So the Rabbanim say it's a star, and there's no shiva nechasim, but there's a shiva raguf. He owes him $100,000, and there's no lien on the property. So Rameh says no. Whenever there's no shiva nechasim, either it says beferish and there's no shiva nechasim, or it doesn't say one way or the other. And Rameh says you have no right to assume that it's self understood. The Rameh Shit is that you don't even have the right to collect anything. If you'll have witnesses come and testify Balpeh that he owes him $100,000, he'll collect. But just based on the shtar, as I raise Gavarf and you throw it out.
Oh, shtar is worse than Balpeh?
Yeah. So Rav Chaim Soloveitchik has a famous explanation of Rav Meir Shita. And they discovered a Shita Mekubetzus and Bav Metzia who says, like Rav Chaim wanted it to say. It says, the Gemara has a din that when the witnesses testify, it says, Nechumish, Mipihem. The Gemara Darshan is Mipihem, Velon Mipiksom. It says, Alpi Shnai Meidim, Oshlosh Eidim, Yochum Dovah. What do you mean, Alpi? So the Gemara Darshan is Mipihem, Velon Mipiksom. They have to testify Balpeh. And if they write it down, it's no good. What do you mean if they write it down, it's no good? But what happened to the institution of Shtar? So the answer is no. Shtar is a different din, and Mipik Sovim is a different din. So when is it Mipik Sovim that it's no good, and when is it Shtar that it is good? So Rav Meir's opinion, we don't pass like Rav Meir. Rav Meir's opinion is that the only Shtar that the Halacha recognizes as a Shtar is a Shtar Kinyan that accomplishes some change. Let that Shtar Kiddushin. Shtar Kiddushin tells a story. No, Shtar Kiddushin creates a marriage. You give a Shtar to a single girl, say, Hariyam Kodeshusli, and the Shtar, she becomes married, or a get. A get is a shtar kinyan, it affects the change. But if you just have a shtar raya, so we assume there are two kinds of shtaris. There's a shtar kinyan that affects the change. Let's say I want to give you a matana of karka, I want to sell you a house. I want to give you a gift of the house. I write a document, the building, 24 Bennett, where I live, hereby belongs to you. If it would have belonged to me, it belonged to you. Okay. So if it belongs to me, I give it to you, it belongs to you. So that would constitute a shtar kinyan. I'm giving you a matana, I'm selling it to you. That's a shtar kinyan. But if I write a document, this is to ascertain that Pliny borrowed $100,000 from the other guy and he owes him the money. That's a shtar raya. So that's in violation. Let me pee him, let me pick some. So if you have a shtar, if it says in the shtar, he lent him $100,000, which he owes him, and all the karkos are meshubed. So the shtar is a shtar kinyan that creates the shiva nechasim. But if it says, and there's no shiva nechasim, or it doesn't say one way or the other, Rav Meir holds, you have no right to assume that it's self-understood. So what is the function of the shtar? Only as a shtar raya, to tell over the story that he owes him $100,000 from before. So shtar raya is every shtar raya is a violation of mipihem v'lo im piksom. No such thing as a shtar raya. No, there is. If, let's say if you give a get to the isha, so the get originally served as a shtar kinyan, so then she continues to hold on to the get that serves as a shtar raya. Or let's say I borrow $100,000 and I give you a shtar that I borrowed $100,000 and all of my karkois are meshubed. So that shtar served as a shtar kinyan to create shim lechasim.
No,
it can also serve as a shtar raya.
That puts all lawyers out of business.
Okay. We don't pass them like Rav Meir. We don't pass them like Rav Meir. We pass them that there is such a thing. And the Rambam writes, the shtar kinyan is only mid rabbanon. That's the famous Rambam. The Rambam writes, the shtar raya. The shtar raya is only mid rabbanon. Rambam writes, all shtaris are mid rabbanon. So the Rambam says, how can it be? A get is min haTorah. So the Tachoshim with the Nesivis, but Rav Chaim, we all explain, no, the Rambam only meant shtar raya is only mid rabbanon. The Rameir is really right in that Torah. Every shtar raya is in violation of the PM of Olympic Sovereign. So it's only a takonim of the Rabbanon. That's the famous Rambam. So again, so there is a din when Shemitah, again, and there, every time you have a chayib, there are three elements to the chayib. There's the Shibud Haguf. I borrow $100,000, so I owe you the money, then there's the Shibud Nechasim. If you're right, the karka should be Meshubud. If you're right, he owes him $100,000 and the karka should not be Meshubud. So there's only Shibud Haguf, but there's no lien on the property, there's no Shibud Nechasim. But normally, you're right. Let's say Ksuba. Every Ksuba it says that the Chasim owes the Kala so much amount of Ksuba. And it says, and all the karkos and all the matam, so there's Shibud Nechasim as well. And then there's a third Indian that's called Schuse Gviya. The Schuse Tviya. When does he have a right to ask for the money? Let's say when a couple gets married. So fine, there's a Shibud Nechasim, take it from the yad, but the girl can't come, they're happily married for the next 100 years. I've never asked him Shana, so the girl can't come and say, I want to collect the Ksuba. It's only collectible when he divorces her or when he dies. But Kozman that they're happily Kozman they're married, forget what happened. Kozman they're married. So it's not collectible, there's no exclusive gvir. The same thing, I lend you $100,000. So fine, there's a Shibud Nechasim, take it from the yad. But there's no exclusive gvir. I have no right to ask for the money till after the 10 years are up. There's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. If I lend you $100,000 for 10 years, I'm always chaver l'esa shonim. They say the Shibud Nechasim is taken from the yad. In the event that after 10 years
he doesn't pay,
so the malva has a right to go to the lekuchas who bought the karka from the loiva all the way from the beginning of the 10 years, not just from after the ten years are up, from the very beginning, because the Shibud Nechasim is taken from the yad. What about the Shibud Haguf? There was a Shibud Haguf also taken from the yad. So the only thing that's missing is the Schuse Gviya. He has no right to ask for the money, or he say no, there's no Shibud Haguf either. If there's no Schuse Gviya, there's no Shibud Haguf.
Mein
Afkemina, San Choshe Mishpat, they have the following funny case. Let's say Reuven owes Shimon $100. Reuven owes Shimon $100, and let's say Shimon went to mikveh already, Erev Shabbos, all dressed up, Shabbos dik, he's mekabel Shabbos early, he goes to the early minyan, and the other one, the loiva, goes to the late minyan, he's busy, goes to the late minyan. So Reuven is on his way going to shul, all the hachonas, everything is all ready, he's going to shul at 5:30 on Friday afternoon, going to daven mincha before the plaga mincha, mekabel Shabbos early. The other guy comes with the $100. He says, here's the money. He says, what do you mean, here's the money? I don't want the money now. Come back after Havdalah and give me the money. Or let's say he gives him the money. He owes him $100,000. He comes over, he gives him in singles. $100,000.
Pennies. No pennies.
He gives him in pennies, let's say. And he says, what do you mean? I lent you $100,000. One check. Give me back one check. I don't want cash. I don't want singles. I don't want pennies. So the Gemara says it's not nice.
You can give him back whatever
he wants. So the Gemara says that even though he gives a piroin that the malve is not satisfied, not happy, if the Gemara has like this, if you lent me the money, gave me a check, and then we're driving through Harlem and the car breaks down, and all of the Shechinim come and they start dancing around the car, and then I say, hey, I owe you $100, here's the money, and they're all going to break in, they're going to steal the money. So that's not a piroin, because I didn't pay you back the money in the same safe conditions, the same safe fashion that it was lent. That's the Gemara in the end of Bava Kamma. That's not fair, that's not called a piroin. But when he's going to shul on Erev Shabbos, it's not that, it's not the same safe conditions, very safe conditions, just it's uncomfortable. He wants to be mekabel Shabbos early. And like this, I'm going to ruin. He's going to have to take it home or take it to the bank or whatever. So it's a nuisance. It's annoying. I'm annoying him. He won't be able to daven tefillah b'tzibur, whatever. But the halacha says that it's a good. It's not nice on my part. But the halacha says piron bal korchesh may piron. If the loiva makes it piron bal korchesh ala malve, malve doesn't want it now. He's busy, or the malve wants him kav shabbos or whatever. Or he doesn't want pennies. He doesn't want singles. So the din is piron bal korchesh may piron. What if a stranger comes? What if a third party comes? And he comes on Erev Shabbos, the same person went to mikvah, all dressed up, going to shul, and then a third party comes and he says, Pliny owes you $100, here's the $100, and it's all paid up. So the din is in Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't have to... That's not there are Mishnayos that say that if a third party pays and the Malva agrees, so the debt is canceled. Good. That's if the Malva agrees. A good Samaritan. A third party has no shaykh. So he knows that the Leiva doesn't have so much money. So he wants to pay the Chayv on behalf of the Leiva. So if the Malva accepts it, it's good. But if the Malva doesn't accept it, you can't say Piron Bakochish Me Piron if the third party pays. So in the Rashba, in the beginning of Bava Basra, there's a Machloikis HaRishonim. What's the din if the Leiva pays Balkochish Al Malva Teichazman? The Malva is for 10 years. And then the Leiva comes, it has $100,000 halva. And the Leiva won the lottery, let's say, and he says, I don't want to have to pay you another 10 years, I want to pay today, and he gives him all the money in pennies, or in singles. So if it would be after the 10 years are up, and then he pays him all the money in a very inconvenient fashion, but in a safe way, that's halacha, farfam, pirom lakachish mei pirom. He's not a nice guy, it wasn't nice what he did. But the Piron is a good Piron. But what if the Leiva pays up the Malva Teichazman? So maybe he's treated like a stranger. Maybe this halacha that you can make in Piron Malkoch is only
the time
if there's a Shibir Aguf. If you have a Shibir Aguf, you're Mechuyev to pay him, so he's Mechuyev to accept the money that the Leiva pays.
That's only
but if he doesn't even have a Shibir Aguf, so we paskin against the Rashba. We paskin that he can't pay Malkoch Teichazman.
He says, I don't want it.
Whenever you have a schus and the fellow says, no, thank you, I'm not interested in that schus. No, he's schus. He says he doesn't want it.
There's no shiva to go for it.
So we assume that there's a Gemara in the beginning of Bava Basra and Afhei where the Gemara says, Chazaka ein odem pareya tochsmano. So the Rashba says, there are those who interpreted the Gemara to mean. The Gemara says that the Gemara means a different thing.
Yeah,
the Gemara means like this.
You usually don't. So,
the Malva comes to the Leiva and he says, you owe me $100,000, what's going to be with the money? Are you getting anywhere? Let's say after 5 years, the Malva says, I hope you're advancing in your business because you know you owe me $100,000. The Leiva says, what do you mean? I paid you 4.5 years ago. I had another 9.5 years to go. You lent me $100,000 for 10 years and after half a year I paid you back. So the Malva says, what? You never paid me a penny. So they go to a din Torah. So the Gemara says the Leiva will lose because Chazaka. That's highly unlikely.
Unless he has
improved. Eight on Emperatos Man. Yeah, unless he has improved. Eight on Emperatos Man. Halavai she Yifro Bizmano. That's the Gemara. Halavai she Yifro Bizmano. That's the Lashon Gemara. So the Rashba says, what does it mean Chazaka? It's a Ruba Delay to come on a psychological principle that is highly unlikely that someone's going to pay. If he can put the money in a bank and get the interest, then why should he pay him 9.5 years early? But what if the Leiva wants, it's halacha that you cannot pay Teichazman, you're not allowed to pay, you cannot pay. No, it's a psychological lump that it's probably not true when he says he paid Teichazman. So the Rashba says, and there are some who interpret that you cannot pay Teichazman, he says that's ridiculous. So we pass like the ridiculous, we pass like the other Shita, other Rishonim. And the Shach quotes them in Choshe Mishpah. We paskin, not only is it a chazaka that is highly unlikely that he's telling
him
the truth, that he paid him, but it's a din, ein olam pareya toch zmanoi, what balkorchoi means. The Leiva cannot pay the malva balkorchoi if he doesn't want to accept it. Why? It's mashal malda v'dayim, a stranger. Like if a third party wants to pay, because the Leiva with the malva doesn't even have a shibra guru. There is a Shiba Nechassim from day number one, from the day that he gave a shtar, there is Shiba Nechassim, and there's no L'chol HaDeis, there's no Schus HaGviyah until it comes to the end of the 10 years. But what about the Shibir Aguf? If there's a Shibir Aguf, you said, what's the difference? If there's a Shibir Aguf, then he's a Malvin, he's a Leiven, he can pay in Balkoch even though he's unhappy about it. But if there's no Shibir Aguf, it's like a third party wants to pay. The Leiven himself is treated like a third party because he doesn't have a Shibir Aguf. So we pass in that strange way that the Leiva cannot pay the Malva Balkorcha Techazman because there is no Shibir Aguf. So here the Gemara has two versions of what Shmuel said. The same person, Amar Rab Yudah, Amar Shmuel. Rab Yudah is quoting in the name of Shmuel. The Malva made a halva for 10 years. In the middle of 10 years, you have to have at least one Shemitah. So the question is, does Shemitah cancel the halva considering that the whole din is like this? The old din is normally you have a shibud aguf with a shibud nechasim. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Leave out the shibud nechasim. Normally you have a shibud aguf with chusik viya. So normally you have. I lent him, it's already a year after I lent him. He owes me the money a long time already. So normally you have a shibud aguf with chusik viya. You have a right to ask him for the money. So it comes the end of Shemitah. So it says, lo yigos, you're not allowed to ask. But over here, I'm not allowed to ask him for 10 years. I don't have chusik viya. If I come over to you and I start hocking you, owe me money. You don't owe me any money. If it's not true, if I'm not entitled to bother you, then it's tam ge nujit. Then it's an isra'i no. It's tam to pester someone. So even if I lend you $100,000, but you can keep it for 10 years, I'm not allowed to chepe you in the middle, even though he does owe me the money and he has the money. I have no right to ask him for the money because it's lo yikos. You're not allowed to ask per chazman. So maybe the whole din of Shemitah that it cancels the Havah is only if the Malva has a schus to ask the Leiber for the money. So the Torah says when Shemitah comes to a close, he loses that schus. Lo yigos. But here no one has a right to ask Terchazman. There are no schus to Gviya, Terchazman, and a Malva Lazman. So maybe the whole din of Shemitah's Ksofim doesn't set in. Those are the two versions of Shmuel. So the first version is Malus Chaber Lasin Shanim. Shemitah does cancel. Ah, forgot the hashda. Even in the middle of the 10 years, like Queen of Lo Yigos, he can't say he's not allowed to ask. He's not allowed to ask till after the 10 years are up. He's not allowed to ask to get out of Shemitah. Not allowed to ask because he has no chusik viya. But sof kosof lebesof osi the day Lo Yigos. Still, Shemitah does apply. And then the second version of the Gemara, 10 lines down, the Gemara says Anika diyamri. The line begins with the word diyamri. Right above the Marshal, it says. Ika diyami. Another version has it fakert. Amar Avir Meshmal. Mamus Chaver Lasa Shonin. Ein Shviyis Mesham Tosa. Shemitah does not apply. Why? Avi Avgav Dosi the day Lo Yigos. Later, after the 10 years are up, he will have the right to ask him for the money. But Abahashtamiya, when Shemitah comes to a close, Lo Pina Bar Yigos, the Pasuk doesn't apply. Because he can't say, you would have normally had the right to ask for your halva, and now you don't have. No, he has no right to ask till the 10 years are up. 10 years are up, it's not Shemitah that man. So the Shemitah can't be Chal Lach Alamed. What are you going to say? Shemitah, when it comes Rosh Hashanah of Shana Hashminis, it cancels the debt with a delayed reaction. Let's say a man gives a ring to a girl and says, Harem Kudeshisli Lach Alamed Yon. You can give a get Lach Alamed Yon. So what are you going to say here? The Shemitah takes effect with a delayed reaction. Shemitah comes to a close, so it cancels the debt, which is going to take effect in another 5.5 years. No, there is no such din like that. So that's the second version of Shmuel.
The second version is the king then. Why would a Malva lend money for 10 years if Shmuel didn't come and cancel that?
Okay. That's how we paskin. So that's what the top taster says. How do you paskin? How do you know how do you paskin? So the top taster says, I'm Rabbi Natan, Da'alocha Kilishna Basra. How does he know? So the Rambam has a tradition from the Gaonim that whenever there are two Lashonis in the Gemara, you always paskin like the second Lashon, like the Ikadiyam. But the Balei HaTesis don't have such a tradition. So this is an exception to the rule. Balei HaTesis didn't have most of the traditions from the Gaonim. Tesis didn't have. The Rambam had. The Rambam, the Chachmas, had a lot of traditions from the Gaonim. Tesis doesn't have that. So Tesis says over here they're masking the Halachas like the Lishnah Basra. Why? Because the Mishnah reads much better. Because we learned the Mishnah last week. The Mishnah says the witnesses testified that Reuven borrowed $100,000 from Shimon that's payable in 30 days. And when Mazen the Adim, the whole story is not true. They were not there. Imona Yisim, they weren't there when the halva was made. But we established based on other witnesses that the story is true, that he really owes them the $100,000, but it's payable in 10 years, not payable in 30 days. So we learned the Gemara, the premise of the Mishnah is that the witnesses, the Edom Zemimim, pay only if the whole story is not true. But if we ascertain the story is true, he owes them. If he really does owe the money, the Edom Zemimim don't pay. But here it's if part of it is true, part of it is not true. He does owe $100,000, but not payable in 30 days, it's payable in 10 years, so he pays the differential. So the Gemara says, what do you mean the differential? But if you say, Mal v'chaber les ha-shanim, Shemitah cancels, so then he owes nothing. So then the loiva is not going to pay anything in that case. And the witnesses testify falsely that he owes him $100,000 payable in 30 days. So So it's a hefted of a full $100,000, not just a little hefted of a differential between 30 days and 10 years.
I'm confused. Last week you said that you do have to pay. He's supposed to deny because he's supposed to say that
he doesn't have to, so that means it's not cancelled out.
The mitzvah requires that it should not be cancelled out, but strictly speaking the shmita does cancel out. What do you do if a Jew doesn't want to like tefillin?
You mean if he will refuse?
Yeah, if a Jew doesn't want to like tefillin, so in America there's nothing you can do. If you have a Jewish government running Eretz Yisrael, so you kaif ala mitzvah. But here we're not talking kaif ala mitzvah. This is gviya shibudim. Can you collect the debt? So when Shemitah comes to close, you can't collect the debt.
Isn't somebody who lands for 10 years and you know that Shemitah will cancel it out, isn't this like a based on a toast that he didn't realize that Shemitah would cancel it out?
No,
you're giving it away right away.
No, he assumes the other one is an elecha and he's going to want to pay him within the 10 years.
So you have
to he'll make a prusbul when it comes Shnat HaShmita. He'll make a prusbul like everybody does. So what happened was if he forgets, the Gemara is going to have a whole discussion on this Mishnah. The Mishnah sounds like if he lands for 10 years, he does have to pay at the end of the 10 years. The Gemara says, don't you see before Shemitah doesn't cancel? Gemara says, no, maybe he has a mashke, maybe he has a prusbul, maybe Moshe Shtoros. So there's various suggestions. But Taisa says, but the simple reading in the Mishnah doesn't mention any of these trappings. So the simple mashmos of the Mishnah is like the second version of Shmuel. That's what it means.
Shemitah's Ksufim, the whole idea of Shemitah's Ksufim, it would only apply when the money is due and payable at Shemitah or before.
Right. Whenever it's not due till after the Rosh Hashanah of Shana Hashminis, the day after, let's say it's due Sam Gedalia.
I never learned like this.
Huh?
I mean, this is a tremendous chiddush.
Why?
The Shmita's Ksuvim does not apply unless the money is due
before the last day of Shmita.
But
if the chayv is due Sam Gedalia, so there's no din of Shmita. Because you can't say
after Sam Gedalia.
Anytime after Tzom Gedalia. There's no Dinah Shmitah. And the Rabbeinu Tam says, usually the Rambam always passes like the Lishne Basra, like the Ikad Yam. And here the Rabbeinu Tam agrees.
Does this apply also to bonds? Like if you buy a bond which is more than 7 years. You buy a bond from a government or from a Jewish government, which is a 10-year bond.
The same thing?
It would be the same thing.
Means that they're not mechuyif to pay. What does a bond mean? They're not mechuyif to pay till after this man is up.
Same thing.
We pass like the second law.
And also, if you have to have rob Jews.
You may require rob Jews to live in Eretz Yisrael in order that Shemitah should be their Eisur. That's what we said last week. That we paskin that the reading and beginning of Parshas Bahar that we're learning this Shabbos is, you have to read it quickly. That every 7th year of Shemitah, provided that every 50th year is Yovel. If 7 Shemitahs will lead up to Yovel, then you have to observe Shemitah. But if you know in advance that you don't have Rov Yashvehu Aleu, you don't have the majority of the world Jewish population living in Eretz Yisrael, so you know that Yovel isn't going to be their Isis, so the Shemitah is also not their Isis. That's how we pass.
Why do
we
say Rov Yashvehu, not Kol
Yashvehu?
Ruba Kukulam. Ruba Kukulam, Mr. He's saying Rov Yashvehu. The Loshan HaPasuk, across from Drob Oretz, Lechol Yashvehu. The Pasuk says Lechol Yashvehu. And thou shalt proclaim liberty to the land and throughout the land and to all its inhabitants. L'chol Yoshvehu. So the Gemara says, "Bizman should call Yoshvehu Aleh." But it doesn't mean call; it means Ruba Kukula. Right?
Ruba Kukula.
You have to have shluchim.
Yeah.
You have to have a shliach for Aliyah. Yeah. You have to have the Jewish agency. Has to have an office. You have to have a representative of the United Nations. There's some are going to be living in Chutzlant. Well, whether the next Shemitah, I never even thought of that, Shama. Maybe says even next year. There's a new Shaila, he says. He said, this Shemitah doesn't cancel because the Chayv is due on Tzom Gedalia. What if you wait another 7 years? The next Shemitah should cancel. because there already is the Shibir Aguf. So he says the Miri says the Chiddush, even the next Shemitah doesn't cancel. Either the first Shemitah cancels or not at all. Okay, that you can discuss. That's a Chiddush already. That's what to discuss. But the first Shemitah, so that's what Tosis quotes, that Rabbeinu Tam here used to agree with the Rambam, here he passed on like the Lishna Basra, and then they say, Ubi Azharis, Igir Rabbeinu Tam, he used to write Piyutim to be recited on Shavuos. In the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, when you lay in Atheras HaDibris, they used to have long piyutim, where they used to rattle off all of the Taryag Mitzvahs. It took an hour. Yeah. They used to have a kitzer. We have the poem from Rabbeinu Sadigoin, where he has the list of all of the the three big fat volumes of the Sefer HaMitzvahs of Sadigoin, three fat volumes the size of Bava Basra. So the whole poem is only 4 pages long, though. But this Goyen, Rabbi Yeruchim Perloff from Europe, took this poem and he figured out, it's very hard to figure out, he figured out what is the opinion of Rav Sadigon, which are the 613 mitzvahs. It's very unclear. The Rambam has a sheet and the Ramban disagrees, and the Smag and the Bahag, and each Rishon has a different calculation, which are the Taryag mitzvahs. So the Goyim also had, and the Rishonim had. So the Rabbeinu Tam's brother-in-law, Rabbeinu Leo, used to compose Piyutim. Azharis, those are called Azharis, where you list off all of the mitzvot HaTorah in
poetic form.
Poetry form to be recited in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, usually on Shavuos, in connection. They used to have a lot of them in the order of the Aseres HaDibros. They used to say, how many mitzvahs have a connection with Anochi Hashem Elokecha? How many mitzvahs have a connection with Lo Yisisa Hashem Shamakecha Lashov? Or Liyo Lachalei Mecher Malponai? Each one of the Aseres HaDibros is the heading for many other mitzvahs, so they would organize it like that. So the Rabbeinu Tam was Magia, he corrected the Nusach of the Piyutim that they used to say, that it says, what's the din if you lend for 10 years? So it says, B'chatzi Yom of Yazvenu, you lose your money in the middle. So he said, no, you have to correct that. You don't lose the money in the middle. B'chatzi Yom of Yazvenu, you're not going to lose the money in the middle. You will be entitled to collect. Because we pass like the second lashon, Ein Shvi'is Misham Tos. Okay. So that's the machlekes. It's not a machlekes. The two versions of what did Shmuel say? The two versions. Rabbi Yudah said something in the name of his Rabbi Shmuel. So did he say yes or did he say no? So we accept the second version. So the Gemara starts to chepe. What do you do with the Mishnah? Here it is. Here on the second line from the top of Gimel Amud Beis. So the Gemara says Matzi Rav Kahana Rav Kahana Gefrekta Kasha. Says in the Mishnah, if the witnesses testify that we were there when the Malva lent the Leiva $100,000 and he has to pay it back in 30 days. And it turns out when Mazim them, they weren't there at all. They don't know what they're talking about. But we have other witnesses who say he really does owe him the money. So the Gemara says, on that pay, if he really does owe the money, then the witnesses, even though they gave Eidu Sheker, they don't pay Kasha Zoma. But what if it's not exactly? He owes them part of the money, not all the money. So he owes him the $100,000, but payable in 10 years, not payable in 30 days. So you have to, so the Eidim Zemimim pay the differential. They don't pay the full $100,000 because he really did owe. They pay the differential. So that's what it says in the Mishnah. Omdim, you shut up, you make an omdina. Come on about the litin. How much would a person be willing to give you? There's a shonim, the differential between holding on to the $100,000. Well, the Mishnah has $1,000. Okay. Between 30 days and 10 years, interest, you're not allowed to pay. Interest, he's not allowed to pay extra, but it means how much would I, let's say if there would be a goy, let's say if it's a goyish bank, so how much interest would I be, when there's a heter interest, when it's a heter, how much would a person be willing to pay a goy to make such an extension in a halvor? So that's worth money. So the Gemara says, you see from the Mishnah that a halvor for Esa Shonim is going to be collected at the end. The E Amrit, and if your version of Shmuel is right, Shmiz Misham Tosa, Shmita cancels. So, however, for 10 years, they're not going to collect anything. So, Kulanami Boy Shlomile. So, the witnesses have to pay the full $100,000 of the total hefset. So, the Gemara says, Amar Rav, maybe it's talking about a case that Shmita doesn't cancel. Perhaps, Achle, Mayaskinon, maybe the Mishnah is talking about a case, but Malvala Mashkin, or either that or this. Because I lend you $1,000 and you give me a diamond ring that's worth $1,000. I have a mashkin. So whenever it's a mavala mashkin, so the Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Shviyas that says a mavala mashkin ain't mishamtin. Because all din of Shemitah is, I'm not allowed to go, the Malveh is not allowed to go and shepherd the Loiveh after Shemitah came to a close and ask him for the payment. If I have your diamond ring, I don't have to ask you. I just sit with the diamond ring in my pocket. I'll keep it. If you want your diamond ring back, so you'll come knock on the door. They say, want the diamond ring back? I say, you pay me the $100, $100,000. $100, I'll be happy to give you back your ring. I don't have to go. So whenever the Malveh doesn't have to go check with the Loiveh, he has a mashkin in his reshus. So there's no, the whole concept of Loyigos doesn't apply. Or, Hamoisesh Teroisev Lebezim. Moisesh Teroisev Lebezim means like this. The Malveh is going to go shepherd the Loiveh, that's what it says in Chumash, after Shemitah comes to close, you're not allowed to ask for your money. What if I give over my shtar to Bezdin and I say, do me a favor, you take care of it? So everyone is supposed to titter from Bezdin. So if the Loiveh knows that he's supposed to pay the money to Bezdin, the Bezdin doesn't have to chase after him. All he needs is a letter from the Bezdin. This is to remind you that we have a document that you have to give us $100,000. So he's supposed to titter and appear in front of the Bezdin. The Bezdin, if they want, can make Hefke Bezdin Hefke. They can take away your pants. They can take away your whole factory. They can take away your whole business if they want. They're not going to do it without the just cause. Yeah. But since Bezdin has the power legally to take away anybody's property, so everybody's supposed to sit there. So you don't say lo yigos. You can't say lo yigos. That's called Moisesh Terais of LeBezdin.
Why don't you say that the Shibbet Nechusim is like a Malvala Mashma?
That is a Machloikes in Gittin. In Gittin. They shamai hold whenever there's a milveh b'shtar, whenever the halvah is b'shtar, memele the shibah nechosim, so that's like a mashkin, because the malveh has the shibah nechosim. The karka of the loiveh is meshubah to the malveh. That's what they shamai hold. And we paskin like Besilo, that's not good enough. That even though there is shibah nechosim, that's not as good. Right. Mashkin is only metaltalin. Balchov Kona Mashkin is only a din on a Mashkin on Metaltum. So that's Mamish Tachas Yad HaMalve. So that's better than Stam Shivin Achos. What is a Machlekes? If it's a Ksus Yom by Yom and a Ksus Laila by Laila. A diamond ring, you don't have to give it back. And a Ksus Yom by Yom is only if the person doesn't have.
Right.
Let's say the woman has 100 dresses. So I take 10 dresses as a Mashkin. So let her wear the other 90 dresses. She wants dafka this dress. Now mechayev to give it back. You mechayev to give it back. She's going to a chasen and she only has one chasen dress, and that's the mashkin that I'm holding on to. Or the pasuk says they only have one pair of pajamas, so it says v'hayev b'meir yishkov. Yeah, so I have to give it back. If they need it, but if they don't really need it, then you don't have to give it back. So there, that's the question. There are two dinim or there are three dinim? There's one din, if the loiveh gave a diamond ring to the mother, mother has it in his pocket, so that's not called loyigos. I don't have to go after the loiveh for the chur. If he wants back the diamond ring, he'll come and pay me $1,000 and I'll be happy to give him back. So then there's no din of shmita doesn't cancel. Or hamoses shtaris to the bezin, I actually give over the shtaris. I'm the mother, I give over the shtar to the bezin. Bezin's going to collect. Bezin's going to collect, they're going to keep the money. So then there's no din of Shemitah. That's the Mishnah. And then there's a third din of Pruzbul. Pruzbul is already a dreidel. Pruzbul is, I lent $100,000 to the loiveh, and then I come to the bez and I say, I lent him money, and I'm afraid he's not going to pay back before Shemitah comes to a close. So I want to hand over officially the shtachayv to you. But you're busy people, you have no time. So I'll tell you what, I will go collect it as your representative.
After
he's going to represent Bezdin. And who's going to get the money? He's going to take all the money for doing the job.
It's like a deputy sheriff.
Yeah.
The
Rashi writes over here that Moshe the Bezdin is the same as Pruzbul. The same thing as Pruzbul. Taisa says, it's not exactly the same. They're two different things.
Moses
shows the Bezdin, I give over the shtar to Bezdin, and Bezdin calls the guy up. Bezdin sends him a letter, and then he gives the money to Bezdin, and Bezdin decides what they want to do with the money. Either they'll give it to me, or they'll keep it themselves. Whatever they'll want to do. Pruzbul is a different story. Pruzbul is Gedrei. I negotiate with the Bezdin. I say, he owes me money, and I want the Bezdin to collect the money, but if you don't want to waste your time, so I'll volunteer. I'll serve as the Shliach Bezdin, and I'll go collect it on behalf of the Bezdin, and I'm going to pocket the money. Shmita. That's not really Maisel Shteros of the Bezin. So Rashi says the whole thing is all. The Mishnah says in Gittin that Hillel made this takana up to his book. Hillel saw that the people in his generation were violating the laws of lending money. The din is that even if you see, let's say it's a year or two before Shmita, you're going to lend a significant amount of money to a businessman, and you're going to be worried he may be a wise guy, he may not pay back before the end of the Shmita, and then he's not going to pay at all. So dilly-dally, another month, then finished. Shmita will come. That's the end. Finished?
So
I'm never
going
to get my money back.
Why is it better than going to the best and the best should collect? Why is the principle better?
Yeah. It's not better.
Yeah. Why did they have to live in certain principle? Giving, going to the best, and it serves the same purpose.
Because if I give the shtag to the best bezin collector, they can keep the money.
Yeah, but bezin wouldn't keep the money.
Why not? Why should they keep the money? They can use the money also.
Yeah. I mean, it's not their money to keep.
Oh, I gave over the shtag to the bezin.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't they keep it? They have to pay rent. The bezin needs a library, and they need a fax machine, and they have to pay telephone bills and electricity. If I gave it over to the bezin, they can keep
it.
No, I didn't give it that person. He gave it that they should collect it. That's good. But here, this is a good rate. I want to represent the bezin as the shliach bezin, and I should collect on behalf of the bezin, and then pocket the money myself. So the Mishnah says that Hillel made a takana. The Mishnah says he saw that the people were violating the din. It says in Chumash, you're not allowed to make such a calculation. Korvish nas ha-shevish nas ha-shmito v'rod be'inecho, and you're afraid to lend money. If it's mamish a month before the end of the Shemitah year, and he's really not going to pay back, the Pashto Pshat does not vary then. I'm not mechuyif to give him the shenka mamatan $100,000. I'm mechuyif to give him $1 either. But it means it's a year before, it's 2 years before, and he's a successful businessman. And b'derech hateva, he is going to pay back on time. And even if he'll dilly-dally a month or two, he's still going to make it. He'll still make it before the end of Shemitah. So the Torah says you're not allowed to be over-cautious and hold yourself back from lending him the money. You should go b'derech hateva and not worry about this far-fetched chashash. So Hillel saw the people were violating the pasuk. They were over-cautious. And when it came 2 years before Shemitah, they already stopped lending money. So that's an avera. So in order to encourage business, that people shouldn't violate the din. And business should, continue normally. They made a takana that you can make a prusbul, and that solves the problem of Shemitah.
You keep saying end of Shemitah, beginning Shemitah, they only at the end of Shemitah.
The problem of Shemitah and Eretz Yisrael with working the farms, the kibbutzim,
the whole year.
That's the whole year. But the cancellation of the debt, that's only Shviz Mishamet is Bisofa. That's only the end of Shemitah.
Why doesn't the Malva just pay debt to one day after Shemitah?
Okay. Once Shmuel came to this realization, so that would solve the problem. Payable some Gedalia. Finished.
Okay.
It probably means he's lending the halvor for 3 months.
Yeah.
It's a year and a half before Shemitah.
Right.
It's a year before Shemitah. And it's 2 years to go. And he just wants to lend it for 6 months. But he's afraid he's going to see ice for over 2 years and then he's going to lose. He doesn't want to lend them for 2 years and a day. The other guy doesn't want to borrow for so long. But the Malva is afraid the whole thing is a fake. Yeah. So that's why Hillel made the takana pruz.
How does it work? Most of the bezin doesn't become legigos. Only individuals become legigos.
Yeah. Right. The bezin has the right to collect because the loiva has to tzitta from the bezin. The bezin has not to knock on the door of the loiva and ask him, please pay. They send a letter, you owe money, pay up or else. The malva can't say pay up or else. What's he going to do? He'll go to bezin and bezin. But bezin has koyach to force people to pay.
Even during Shemitah.
After Shemitah comes to a close. So whenever you gave over the money to bezin, you can't say lo yigos on the part of bezin. They don't have to knock on the door. Just like if the malva holds a mashkin, he doesn't have to plead with the loiva to pay. The loiva will sit there. He'll come to run pay. He'll run to pay on his own. So if the bezin is holding on to the shtor, is also the loiva. The idea is that the loiva will run. I don't know if it's true today. People sit there from bezin, but they're supposed to sit there from bezin. So that's why it's not considered an issue of lo yigos.
Do we have a machlekes between Rashi and Taish on what the definition of the principle is?
Yes, yeah, so this is a big machlekes. There are three opinions. Here in Adav, there are two. And then in Gittin, there's a third opinion. So Rashi writes that everything is midirabbanan. When Hillel made a takan, Hillel made many takanas. So this takan approves bull. That's how Taisa says. Yeah, but Rashi holds even the initial din. You actually give it over to Bezna. He said everybody has to tzitta from Bezna. Lav davke. That din itself is only midirabbanan. Moses Shirosel Bezna is only midirabbanan. And this is already an extension of that din, that I gave it over to Bezdin, and then they give it back to me, that I should serve as their representative. The Malva, he was originally the Malva. So he makes a dreidel at that. Now he represents Bezdin. He's coming not as the Malva, he's coming as the Shliach of Bezdin to collect, and then he's going to pocket it. So it looks very much that he's collecting as the Malva, but we word it differently. So Rashi's opinion is that the whole din from A to Z is all Midirabbanan. Even if you actually moisish the rice of the Bezna, and Bezna keeps pockets the money themselves, that din is also only midirabbanan. That's a takanas hilo, that it's not mishamet. And the extension that when the malva pockets the money himself, and he's acting as a shliach Bezna, not as a malva, that din is vaiter all the rabbanan. Rashi holds everything is the rabbanan. Tosfos on the daf disagrees. He says from the Mishnayos it would not appear so. From the Mishnayos it sounds like they're two different dinim. One is a din de rice, and one is a din de rabbanan. If you actually moisish the rice of the Bezdin, Bezdin collects it and they keep the money themselves, that's a din deraisa. And the theory behind it is that everybody's supposed to tzitta from Bezdin. So it's the same as Mavol HaMashkin, that you don't talk about negisa. Bezdin is going to call, it's not an act of negisa. They don't have to harass the loiva to pay, he's supposed to tzitta to pay. But this dreidel, that I'm going to represent, I volunteer to the Bezdin. I will represent you and serve as the Shliach Bezdin to collect the money on your behalf, then I'm going to pocket the money. That's the Hadreidel, that's the Gedreit. He's collecting as the Malve. So Hillel made a Takana de Rabbanan, that's also acceptable.
So you won't
that's
be over on labor.
Huh?
So Hillel made it possible, he shouldn't be over on labor.
That is not in violation of Leigos. That's the Gemara effect Akasha. Well, how can you do that? But he is in violation of Leigos. Let's say you're not allowed to drive on Shabbos. You're not allowed to drive a car on Shabbos. He'll make a takana. This car is muta. What do you mean? This car is muta. You drive a car. It's an avera. So if it says nechumish, you're not allowed to ask for the money. So how did he make a dreidel? Sof kol sof. Bottom line, he's asking for the money. It is legal. So the Gemara Gittin has a long discussion of that. How can you make such a takana? How does it work? So a whole discussion. When we learn Gittin, we discussed Shaila whether. Machlokes, bottom line is Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid had a paskan and not Gemara. Maybe this whole takana of Hillel only applies bizman hazeh because the whole din of Shemitah is only midirabbanan. Says hey mamr behe mamru. If it's only Shemitah midirabbanan, so Hillel has a right to make a takana. But and Shemitah will be their Isa because it will be able to lead up to Yagel. So then maybe there won't be any din of Prisbul. Maybe the whole Takanas Prisbul will not apply at that time. So that's the Machlek is the Rambam and the Rabbi, the Machlek is Rashi and Tosfos. How do we read the Gemara in Gittin? What did the Gemara say in the end of the Sugi? So that's the Shaila how it works. Rashi holds that everything is midirabbanan.
It doesn't exist, so the dreidel.
Right.
What Rashi said, the prizbal is the material of Bezdin.
Well, it's not really. The material of Bezdin, but then Moses throws in the Bezdin, Bezdin collects the money and they keep it.
Right.
Here I'm collecting. Here the Malv is collecting, but he's representing Bezdin. He acts as a Shliach Bezdin to collect on behalf of Bezdin.
But he defines prizbal that way.
Yeah, he says this is all one big takana. Either Moses throws in the Bezdin. Two forms, Moses throws in the Bezdin, and they collect it and they keep it. Or prizbal, and he collects it on behalf of the Bezdin, acting as a Shliach Bezdin.
Yeah, okay.
Two ways.
Shemitah's Ksofen does not apply unless there is a Loyego. Am I right?
Right?
Yeah.
That's the second version. That's how we thought. And the Tosfos in Gittin, on this Sugi, on Daf Lamed Ches, Tosfos in Gittin has a third opinion that's a very big Kiddush. Tosfos' opinion there is that they're both Menat Torah. Moses Teros and Lebezin works Menat Torah, and Prusbel works Menat Torah. But the Mishnah says it's a Takana.
Yeah.
So the answer is the word Takana is doesn't always mean takonim of the rabbanon, a rabbinic enactment. Sometimes when you take, when you look in the klein oisius, you find something over here in the bottom line in the Shulchan Aruch. So, and when the rabbanon popularized it, it says beferish in the Shulchan Aruch something. But when they popularize it, so sometimes we call that a takonah. They made a takonah. What takonah? It says that in the Shulchan Aruch, says that in the Gemara. So that's how Taisus understands that takonah's provable that Hillel instituted. It's not that he invented Yesh Mayayim. He took a little sif, he took a little din that was not well known, and he popularized it. And he told all the balabatim. Usually you would say, you have to tell all the balabatim, all the kulis. The balabatim will figure out the kulas on their own. You have to tell the balabatim the chumras. The kulas they'll figure out on their own. So a lot of times the rabbanim have an attitude not mechuyev to be mefarsim every loophole. So here he was mefarsim the kula prusbul, which is really a din minat Torah. And when it says it's a takana, it doesn't mean a takana of the rabbanim. He was mefarsim the kula. No, it's a din deraisa that prusbul works. It works minat
Torah. What's the source of the
Moses terosu lebez? The same. Sister, this debate works same as Rashi, except that Rashi says they're both. Rashi says they're both midrabbanan, and the Tosfos in Gittin says they're both minatar. And the generally accepted opinion is the Tosfos on Ardaf. The way is usually assumed. This Mustama 98% of the Rishonim hold like the Tosfos here. That Sister, real Sister Rosh Lebezin, that's a din deraisa. And Prusbul is only a dreidel, that's midrabbanan. And 1% of the Rishonim hold that even Prusbul is minatar. And the whole discussion the Gemara had in Gittin, but how can he do that? The Gemara gets so infuriated. How can he do that?
Why,
what do you mean, how can he do
it? Reveal it?
Why did he reveal it? That's the whole anger of the Gemara. How did he, why did he reveal it? But it's not really a takana. It's just he was mefarsim it.
Right.
And Rashi over here holds that everything is all mederabon. So also 1%, very small group of Rishonim hold like that. The bulk of the Rishonim hold like Tosfos says on Ardaf. The real Moses Teras Lebezna is a din deraisa. And it proves Beluzad in the Rabban. The later Chachamim were not happy. Hillel, the Gemara says Hillel and Shammai lived 100 years before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. Hillel was the chief rabbi and Shammai was the assistant chief rabbi. And the Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos says Shmai Vavtalia Hillel, but Shammai has all the names there, the Zugas. So the Gemara says in Chagiga, all of those Zugas, whenever it has the twin names, so the first name mentioned was the Nasi, chief rabbi. And the second name is the Abbez, the assistant chief rabbi. So that, so they lived, Hillel and Shammai lived 100 years before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, which was the year 70. And then Shmuel lived later. Shmuel was a student of Rabbi Yudah Nasi. Rabbi Yudah Nasi died around the year 220 or something like that. He died way after the destruction of the second temple. So Hillel was, so Shmuel was after, a student of Rabbi Yudah Nasi. So this was like, 300 years later. So Shmuel says, "Das Anishtay zum Halt." He says, "This Prusbul is killing all of us. All the Balabatim are laughing at the rabbis." It says in the Chumash Shmita, and the rabbis just undid the whole thing. He says, "It's an embarrassment to all the rabbanim." He says, "Yayashechele avatline." If people would listen to me, I would abolish the whole Takonis Prusbul. He says they're not happy with the Prusbul because it brings its ulbana the dina. It brings embarrassment to the rabbanim. A lot of times, if you have a mechiras chometz or So originally in the 1500s when they started it, there was mamish, there was no parnasa, there was no food. So they had an institute that they would go, they would die from starvation.
Sure.
And then in the late 1800s also, people were mamish dying, from the behemoths were dying, the children died in the shnasa shmita, it was gefela. So they needed a heter. But in more recent years, no one is dying. So the shaila is it still right to make a heter mechir v'chabizoyin? They write up every 7 years in the New York Times. They write up, chief rabbi sold the whole Eretz Yisrael to the Arabs. Galechta. So that's the shaila. Is that right? There's also olden adadayin. It's an embarrassment to the rabbis. What do you mean? They're undoing the whole Torah. They're looking for dreidlach. That's the shaila. So Shmuel says he's not happy about it. I mean, according to that Tosfos in Gittin, on the same daf, that Prusbul works Minat Torah. So what do you mean he would do away with it? It means he would take it out of the Shulchan Aruch and put it in tiny letters. He wouldn't popularize it. After 7 years, the Balabatim will forget already. So don't remind them next Shmita that there's a Takanas Prusbul. And after a couple of Shemitahs will go by, all the Balabatim will forget. Some of the old timers will still remember, and the new generation will never have heard of Prusbul, so we'll keep it a secret. Only the Rabbanim will know. That's how Taisus read the whole Gemara.
Unless they learn the Gemara.
Okay, so the Rabbanim
is people wouldn't want to lend money. We have that same problem.
Okay. So maybe you have to go back again and make the takana. Okay.
Which means it's
not in Chutzlar, it's always been in the Rabbanim, even Cholim Shnaonah. No. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim that Bizman, Shemitas Karka Baaret, Yeshmitas Ksofim Bechutzlar. When you have real Shemitah during the whole year of Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael, then the Shemitah itself is now all over the world. That's Minat Torah.
Minat Torah,
yeah.
It's not a
Chodesh Karka,
the
Shemitah. Right, it's not a Chodesh Karka. Agricultural mitzvahs are restricted only to Eretz Yisrael. In Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes from the Trumas Hadeshin. Trumas Hadeshin is from the early Achronim, from the 1400s, 1300s, 1400s. So he writes a minig that they never required a prusbul. No one ever made a prusbul in Europe. Even they never had any money to lend to each other. But even if there was once in a yodel somebody had some money, they lent it. The minig was they never made any prusbul. What is that all about? So there are some opinions. The Ravid and the Balamor hold that shmita bizman is there is not even midirabbanan. It's non-existent. There's no shmita. Even midirabbanan not. I think Morris says it is midirabbanan. That's the name. That was in the earlier generation. There was still a bezin that was counting which year it is. As long as there is no official bezin, no one is counting, so the Shemitah isn't even midirabbanan. The Shitas Haravid and the Balamor like that. But that's not the Trumas Hadeshin. Never heard of that one. That there was that's a surprise to him. He writes a different explanation. He says apparently the Trumas Hadeshin says apparently the assumption is that Shemitah today is only midirabbanan. But midirabbanan, so you have to observe Shemitah. And once you observe Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael, you have to observe Shemitah's Ksofim and Chutz Laaretz as well. But he says, since it's only everything today is only midirabbanan, so whenever it's only midirabbanan, so you only have to observe in the Aratzos HaSmuchos L'Eretz Yisrael. That's how the Gemara has, the Yerushalmi has such a vort. The Gemara says that Trumas and Maestris is an agricultural mitzvah, it's a Cheves Karka, and agricultural mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael. But midirabbanan, you have to observe Trumas HaMaisis in Bovel, in Chutz Laaretz. So Taisus asks, but we never heard of it. We live in Chutz Laaretz. We don't live on the moon. We never heard of anybody marfis Trumas HaMaisis. Along Taisus and Chulin, and Davav. So they give one answer, another answer, another answer, another answer. They finally come to the end of a long Taisus. It goes from Amud Beis, Amud Aleph, long. The last 10 lines they quote the Yerushalmi, that it's only Aratzos HaSmuchos L'Eretz Yisrael. Only the countries that border Eretz Yisrael. The Pashup shot, and that's the Rambam quotes it. The Rambam doesn't quote all the first five answers. He quotes the last answer, Yerushalmi, that the requirement midirabbanan to do afreshes trumas and maisis b'chutz laaretz is only on those countries that actually border Eretz Yisrael.
Bavel,
Eretz Yisrael used to be bigger, so yeah. Bavel used to border Eretz Yisrael. So Bavel, Hamanamoyav, Mitzrayim, those countries that border Eretz Yisrael. Aratz Asmuchas, you have to be Mafish Trumas Maiz. But France and Germany and America don't border Eretz Yisrael, so you don't have to be Mafish Trumas Maiz. So the Pashup shot in this distinction is they're going to be selling oranges. How are you going to know whether the oranges are from this side of the border or from that side of the border? They don't have fences on the border. Or they're going to send you a crate of oranges. Are you going to know whether they grew on this side or that side? So anything that's anywhere near Eretz Yisrael, so midirabbanan, they made a gzeirah that you shouldn't get confused. So you have to observe the laws of Trumas HaMaisis on this side and on that side. This side Minat Torah and that side midirabbanan. Yeah, but over here that doesn't make any sense. The Trumas Hadeshin says that since Shemitah today in Eretz Yisrael is only midirabbanan, so the whole Shemitah itself from all over the world is maximum midirabbanan. So since it's only midirabbanan, so you only have to observe Baratzos HaSmuchos L'Eretz Yisrael. But they lived in France and Germany, that's already far away. In Russia, France and Germany, far away. Mm. You don't have to have a prusbul at all. So the Ramah recommends to be machmer. Yes, to make a prusbul all over the world. That's our practice. We do make a prusbul. Yeah. But the Trumas Hadeshin has this wild chiddush that really doesn't make any sense, that the limitation of Aratzos, of this distinction between Aratzos HaSmuchos L'Eretz Yisrael, the countries that border Eretz Yisrael as opposed to the rest of the world, even applies to prusbul. Even applies to Shemitah's Ksofen. Doesn't only apply to Trumas and Maestris, because you can't tell the difference whether your crate of oranges came from this side of the border, that side, Even for Shemitah's Ksar, I know where I live. I know where I live. I live in Egypt. What's the problem? No, Egypt is a borders on Eretz Yisrael. So there, there's a din of Shemitah's Ksar. What are you going to make a mistake? What are you going to think? The Mal and the Lover, they both live in Cairo. But they're going to think that Cairo is Eretz Yisrael. We know where it is. We know where they're located. They both live in Damascus. So what's the Shaila? We know it's Chutzlar. So what's the problem? So he says, no. Aratzas Asmuchas Laretz Yisrael, they introduce Shemitah's Ksafim with the Rabbanon. But France and Germany, as Aratzas Archagis, they never introduced even with the Rabbanon.
Maybe all this is like the Murim of Rasa said, to go from Israel to Aspania takes a year. That's how we learn Chazotka. So today the world is so that we can go in a couple of hours with a chair. So maybe everything is.
No, but that means
that you have to say by not have to say what you say by all of you.
Mean if the Tanaim would have been alive today, they would not have made correct. They would not have made a distinction between the countries that border Eretz as opposed to far away. We get oranges from Eretz Yisrael. That is correct. Today it does make sense, this distinction. So you want to say the same is true regarding the Shemitah, that maybe it's only those countries that bought Eretz Yisrael because they can visit Eretz Yisrael within a reasonable amount of time. But if you live so far away, it'll take a year to get there, so that could be. Okay. Today it doesn't make any sense. Okay, so that's the Gemara. And then the second version was Ika the Army. The second version was Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel Farkir. The Gemara goes again, the Mishnah, the same thing. Okay. Gemara says, do you see a proof in the Mishnah? So Rabbi says, not necessarily a proof. Maybe it goes, Malva Alamashkan, Amasas, Teras, the Bezin. The same Gemara. So now the Gemara continues. The Omer Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, the line ran 20 lines in. He said another thing. The Omer Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, he says another thing in the name of Shmuel. This one, they're not going to be two versions. This is going to be clearer. Amr Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel says another thing in the name of Shmuel about Shemitah. Oy melech aveiroi, I lend you $100,000, but I know these religious Jews, they know all about Shemitah. It's going to come, Shemitah is going to come to an end, he's not going to pay me back the money. So I say, I'm lending you $100,000 on the condition that you shouldn't pull me a Shemitah stunt. I can make any conditions I want. So I make a condition that this halvor you should not pull the stunt of Shemitah on me. So what's the din of Masna Mashikos Batara? So we have a principle, a Mishnah like that. Mishnah in the end above Mitzia Tzadik Dalet. You have a Masna Mashikos Batara is not a valid tonight. Let's say a couple gets married, and then they said, but they don't know, they want to have a trial marriage. In case it doesn't work out, in case within a year it doesn't work out, they don't want to have a get. So he says, Harem Kodeshesli, on the condition that if it doesn't work out within a year, no get will be needed. Annulment. So that's Masa Mashikos Batari. You can't make such a tonight. Or the Yerushalmi has, or let's say the Yerushalmi has an example. Let's say a couple gets married, and then the girl says, but in the event that let's say he goes to the Israeli army, Khalil can get killed in a war. So she says, in the event that you're going to die and we won't have any children, I don't want to have chalitza. So he says, okay. So he makes that tonight. He says, Harem Kodeshesli, on the condition that if I die without any children, you don't have to have chalitza. So what do you mean? He's a balabas. The Baruch Shalom made the laws. He can't change. That's called Masna Mashikos Batur. You can make any tonight you want, but you can't make it tonight to change the laws of the Torah. What about Ndini Mominis? The din is, if when a couple gets married, so it says in the Chumash, there are certain basic obligations between the husband and the wife. There are three that are biblical, and there are many others that are midrabbanan. There are different opinions what it means, but whatever it means, there are three shibudim that the husband owes the wife. So what if he wants to marry her, but he can't afford? He can't afford it. So he says, Harem Kodeshesli, let's assume that Sheikh Susviana means to support her and to buy food and clothing. Sure. So he says, I'm a poor yeshiva bacher. I can't afford anything. But I love you. I want to marry you. But I don't want to support you. So I say, Harem Kodeshesli, Almanah Shein Lo Chalai Sheikh Susviana, on the condition that I don't have to support you at all. So that's the machlekes hatanoim. That's machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Whether bedavisha memamin tonight kayom or davisha memamin, the same as davisha biyistu. That's the machlekes hatanoim.
Even if it's almanas, can be a moistus stress of lebezim.
If you say Talmanah, so you the Shmitanish Shvius. So he goes and gives the Shturis to the Bezin. This he would be allowed to do.
If the Malva gives the Shtar to the Bezin, that solves the whole problem. If the Malva will make a prusable, that'll solve the whole problem. But the Chochm doesn't do that. The Malva lends the money to the Levi, says, I'm lending you $100,000 on the condition that you should not pull a stunt on me to use the din of Shemitah. So he knows that the din is if the Levi doesn't want to pay after Shemitah, doesn't have to pay. Yeah. So the Malva says, but I'm lending you the money, Hetzu, only on the condition that you shouldn't pull such a stunt. So he says that he says the name of Shmuel Shvius is Mishamed. The Tanai is not valid.
Yes. And the Tanai, would the Tanai also cover the Moisa Shtarai?
No, that's not. No,
but she'll give away the money. That's my solution. Yeah. Malvik can solve the whole problem easily. Make a prusbul. He doesn't even want to make a prusbul. The prusbul is the easiest thing in the world to make. He doesn't want. He just when he lends the money, he says this is on the condition that the laws of Shmita shouldn't apply. So that Tanai is not valid. So what does he do to protect his loan? Make a prusbul, Shai. Make a prusbul.
Why is it a masnim rashuk to a tera if Schmidt is the Rabbonin? It's not a rashuk to a tera.
Okay. It's a din mit the Rabbonin also. There's a din a masnim rashuk to a tera mit the Rabbonin also. Let's say there's a din habal yarish es ishtoi. The husband Yarshin's wife. So the Rambam, it's a machlokes hatanaim, and a machlokes the Rambam and the Rambam, whether that's a din deraisa, din derabban. So the Rambam holds that that's a din derabban. So let's say you have a case, a man is marrying a woman, a second marriage. She has children from the first marriage. She has children from the first marriage. And let's say he's marrying her now. And she's a wealthy, let's say she's a wealthy woman. Her first husband was a wealthy man, and she collected a tremendous, so she has a lot of money. Right. And she doesn't want the Yerusha. She doesn't want her Yerusha to go to the second husband. She's 75 years old now. She's not going to live forever. She's not going to have so many years with the second husband. She wants the Yerusha to go to her children, her Einik Lav. He has enough of his own money. So they should make a prenuptial agreement. Yeah, the Gemara says how you make it. Let's say they didn't. So under the chuppah, he says, Harei HaMekudesh HaSlikadas Moshe Yisrael. And she says, yeah, but on the condition that the laws of Yerusha Sabal shouldn't apply. I want you to add that on. He says, okay, Harem Kudeshisli, Kadash Moshe Yisrael, on the condition that the laws of Yerusha don't apply. So the Rambam says it's also, the Rambam quotes it more. It's also Masna Masha Kos about her, even though it's only Midi Rabbanah.
The Benin Dichrin is not going to cover that.
The Benin Dichrin
is a different thing.
No, it's on his car.
The Benin Dichrin is a different thing. Whatever Nadunya. Yeah. The girl brought into the marriage when the husband dies, so her children get that.
Wouldn't have been in different cover this eventuality.
I don't think so. That's not Bal Yerush Es Ishto.
This is Salmanasi. The fact that it's Salmanasi
doesn't mean when she gives over the money, when she gives over the money to the husband, the dunya means Nichse Tzambaza. She gives it to the husband at the beginning of the marriage. She's not giving anything to the husband. She keeps in her bank account. She keeps the shlita over it. This is not at all nechseid tzayim barzel. It's not nedunya. She keeps it. She never tells the husband about her assets, so they don't belong to the husband. But after she dies, the husband is supposed to yarshin. So the Rambam quotes that gemara and but that's also a mashal amasna mashkos about her midi rabbanon. It's not a din min hatorah. It's a din min rabbanon. So the gemara says over here. But how can it be? Lema kasa. Rabbi Yehuda is quoting in the name of Shmuel that it's no good. Shvius mishametus, this Tanai is not a valid Tanai. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, lema should I say Kostava Shmuel stinks? Masa mashkas batara, he lucha masa mashkas batara, Tanai bottle, even though it's mominous? No. The Dovah Shema Mammon is a machlekes hatanaim, Rab Yudin Rab Meir. If he makes the Tanai in the Kiddushin, that if there's no Sholem Bayis at the end of the year, they should need to get, that's masa mashkas batara. If he makes it tonight that if he dies believe on him the wife shouldn't be required to go through Chalitza, so that's the Shulchan Aruch quotes that from the Talmud Yerushalmi. That's an example of Masa Mashkas Batara, that the tonight is bottled. But if he makes it tonight Harem Kudashisli on the condition that I don't have to support you, so that's a Machleka Satanoim. We Paskin Rameh Rab Yudah Lach Rab Yudah and B'dobash and Mammon, it is it, you can't, because people can be Meichel. Mammon lends itself to Mechila. The laws of Yisavahata don't lend themselves to Mechila. Well, Mammon lends himself to Mechila. So if the Chos and the Kala, they both agree, they want to marry each other, and he says, I can't afford I can't afford to support you, and I don't want to legally be bound to support you. So Shainsha, she's maskin, so she's meichel.
So the
Gemara
frek. That's not mumen. The Mosaim or the Mona, that he has to give her. Isn't that
the Yerusha? Wait a minute. When the husband gets married and he says on the condition that I should not yarshim, so the Rambam points out there that even though Yerusha is just a matter of dollars and cents, a matter of money, but the pasuk calls it chukas mishpat. Voices us lachem lechukas mishpat. Even though it's mishpat money, the halacha can treat it as if it's chukah, as if it's isa v'hezah. Suba is also, let's say, mean a couple gets married and he says, "Harei mukadesh," on the condition that I don't have to give you any suba. So the Gemara says maybe we should, even if suba is the rabbanon, still should be masa machshakos b'torah mid the rabbanon. The Gemara says no, we should. That's a question. Maybe we should consider suba also. We said a heter, not dini mominus. Why? Because the whole purpose of suba is kadesh like that kal b'yanim loitzia. So maybe we should treat that as isa v'heter. That's the question. Which dini mominus do you treat like isa v'heter, and which do you not? But over here the Gemara says, lema, should I say that that's where Rav Yudah says in the name of Shmuel that Shemitah is just plain dini mominus. Shemitah's ksafim is just plain dini mominus. It means to say, masna mashikos matar tenoi, but leave now it's only momin, it can't be. V'ha itmar, we know that there is a machlokes between Rav Shmuel Hamel Havera, there is a din of Einor. If I sell you merchandise and I charged you way too much, or you paid me way too little, somebody wasn't aware of the correct price, right? So either the moicher cheated the lekeach, he took way too much, or the lekeach cheated the moicher. So there is an avera by Noah. If you know what the correct price is, you're not allowed to cheat him. Unless we all know, I say here, this Gemara sells for $1.50. I'm only selling it for $25. Take it or leave it. If you don't want it, don't pay. I'm telling you in advance. In the store, you can buy it for $1.50. And I only want to sell it for $25. So then there's no prohibition of going, no. If I tell you in advance, it really works so much, and I don't want to part with it for less than so.
Yeah.
Right? So that's not I know. But if I fool you into believing that it's the correct price, and number one, there's a prohibition, there's an avera of I know. Altona issues Hamisa, it's in this week's Sedra, the end of Vayikra, the end of Chumash Vayikra. And then there's also a penalty of Einor, that if he cheated the other person to a significant amount, then sometimes he's entitled to get back the amount, the differential. He's entitled to get back how much he cheated him. And sometimes if he wants, he can, if it's really bad that I cheated him really more than a shtus, so then he's entitled to back out from the whole deal. He says, I want my money back, I want to deal with an honest businessman. Mekachtos, he doesn't want to deal with him at all. So there are dinim of Einor. So what happens if I sell you something and I say, look here, I can't be in business if I have to keep on accepting return merchandise. This is an absolute final sale. I'm selling it to you. No returns, no refunds, no money back. That's it. I'm going to ask that the laws of Einor should not apply. So what's the din of such a case? So that's also matnama. I'm making a mechira ala tanai that the laws of Einor shouldn't apply. So what's the din of such a case? So l'chor, that should be davishim imamim. So that should be the machlekes Rav Yudah and Rav Meir. We pass them there. Rav Yudah alach Rav Yudah. That the davishim imamim tenoi kayim because mamim is nitan lemechila. So the Gemara quotes: how can you say in the name of Shmuel that even a master mashal kasav atar b'davishim imamim is tenoi bottle? It's not a good tenoi. But we know that Shmuel holds like Rav Yudah. He doesn't hold like Rav Meir. I'm a lachaver almanash ein luchal ayonor. Rav Omar yesh lo yalav ayonor. Rav Paskin zidim davishim imamin. The tenai is bottle. Ushmuel ame ein lo yalav ayonor. Shmuel Paskin is like Rav Yudah. Rav Meir Rav Yudah like Rav Yudah. The davishim imamin. The tenai is kayim. I say I'm selling you the Gemara for $25, and I don't want the laws of ayonor to apply. I'm telling you, it's worth $25. But even if it'll turn out that it's not worth it, $25, I'm selling on the condition no refunds, no returns, nothing. The laws of Einor shouldn't apply. So Shmuel says, Halacha l'maaseh, that that's a valid tanai. So how can Shmuel say over here fakir? And for the Gemara, the answer is Shmuel said sometimes yes and sometimes no. It depends how he worded it. It depends how he words it. So Rashi has a pshat here. Taisus has the more famous pshat. The Taisus says like this: if the chosn kala get married and the chosn says, I love you, I'm going to treat you nicely, but I have no job. I said, no, I'm not going to be able to support you, and I don't want to be legally bound. So harayat mekudesh iskli almanos, that you should not have any claims against me in the area of support, financial claims. So he's talking between the husband and the wife. So she can be meichelim if she wants. Mominus, he can be meichel. So since she agreed, and he said, Almanasha, ain loch alai, you shouldn't have any claims against me. So that's tanoi kaim. Or over here also, let's say, I sell you the Gemara, and I say, I think it's really worth $25. I'm charging $25, but I have no time to go give refunds and everything. I'm selling you on the condition that you should not be able to claim any laws of Einor against me. So that Shmuel would say, that's a valid tanoi. Or let's say Shemitah, I'm lending you $100,000 on the condition that you should not pull any laws of Shemitah against me. So if I'm saying you should not have any claims of Shemitah suffering against you, it's a tanoi between you and me, so that's Dovashim Mamamim. That's called Dovashim Mamamim. Shemitah is not a chok. But if I word it differently, I say, I'm lending you $100,000, and the Torah principle of Shemitah should not apply. Uh-huh. I can't tell the Torah. I can say on the condition that you should not have any Shemitah claims against me. Or let's say he's going to sell a Gemara. He says, I'm selling you the Gemara on the condition, the sale on the condition that the laws of Aynor, that Siman of Shulchan Aruch shouldn't apply. You can't tell the Shulchan Aruch that the laws don't apply. I can say to the Lakeah, on the condition that you should not be able to claim any laws of Aynor against me. Or let's go back to the marriage. He says, Hariya Mekudeshes, on the condition, Amarasha, Ein Loch Alai, Sheikh Sisvena, you, the girl, shouldn't have any claims against me, financial claims about supporting her. But if you say, Hariya Mekudeshes, on the condition that the Parsha and the Chumash, the Din and the Torah shouldn't apply. So that Shmuel would say is no good. So that's what the Gemara Faref is, the apparent contradiction between the two statements of Shmuel.
But the bottom line of Shmuel would be that
the Bedavshim Imamen Tanoi Kayim, but it's only called Bedavshim Imamen when it's been Adam Lachavero. It's Almanosh Ein Lucho Alai.
Not to take away
something.
The whole din.
But if you say the laws of the Torah shouldn't apply, that's called Bedavshim Yisur.
But when he marries her on with Kesef or Shuvah Kesef, then it has to be a Pruter. If she says I'm Meichel even without the Pruter, so even for a heaven,
and that doesn't help.
That doesn't get off the ground.
That doesn't get off the ground.
Even though it's money.
Yeah. That's what the Gemara says. And for the Gemara, the apparent contradiction between Shmuel is answered by what we heard from Shmuel himself. Ha'itmar Alo, in connection with that second statement of Shmuel, we have a comment. Amar Avanan, one of the students says, Lididi Meforsh Eliminate Shmuel. I heard directly from Shmuel the following word. If I sell you the Gemara for $25 and I say that this sale is on the condition you should not have any claims against me, then Shmuel agrees, that's called Davishim Imamim, that's Minot HaMachaver. But if he words it, the laws of Aino should not affect this sale, no, he can't. That's like Yisav HaHetter. He can't dictate to the Torah. Yeah, so Hanami, regarding the laws of Shemitah, he says, Amanosha lo tashmi teinim b'shviz, I'm lending you $100,000 on the condition you should not use the laws of Shemitah against me, pull the laws of Shemitah against me. So that's a good tanai. That's tanai b'dov shememem, and then shviz misham tatsa. But if he says, Amanosha lo tashmi teinim b'shviz, the laws of Shemitah shouldn't affect this chayiv, so then the Gemara says, that's ridiculous. Then shviz misham tatsa, then the laws of Shemitah do apply.
Yeah.
By Yerusha, if he, the Rambam's case, by Yerusha, if the husband marries the woman and he says, Hariyam Kodesh, it's on the condition that, he words it, Ben Adam Lachaver, on the condition that
I will not claim
the Yerusha, that's also no good.
No.
There by Yerusha, the Rambam says, the Pasuk says, Chukas Mishpot. The Pasuk says, Vaisos as Lachem Chukas Mishpot. The laws of Yerusha, even though it's really mishpatim, is benar mahaver, but we treat it as if it were a chukah, as if it were isabatim. So if it's isabatim, it doesn't matter how you word it. It's a medreita hin, it's a medreita her. If it's dini mamanis, then it depends how you word it. If you word it, then the nusach of benar mahaver, so blight is dini mamanis. If you word it that the laws of Shemitah shouldn't apply, the laws of Aino shouldn't apply to this sale, so then it's called isabatim. But the Yerusha, we consider it isabatim, doesn't make a difference how he words it. There he can make such a tanai. Prenuptial? No. Prenuptial agreement. That's legitimate. The Rabbanut has a text of a prenuptial agreement. and they tell you when you have to do it. The Gemara in Ksubis has a whole detail that if the husband makes this prenuptial agreement when he's engaged, before he's married, so he's making an agreement on a davishal abala mahatnish ken shaychus yet with the Yerusha, and if he makes the agreement post-nuptial after they're already married, the Gemara says too late. Shalach ha-maisa. And he can't be misalik himself. He gets the Yerusha. He has to make the agreement during Erisin, in between Erisin and Nisun. So Bayas, in between Erisin and Nisun is a half a minute. He gives her the ring, says Harem Kodesh, and is standing under the chuppah. So where is it? Where is it in between Erisin and Nisun? So the Rabbanut has a text that the guy gives it to Chosin, this 85-year-old Chosin marrying the 82-year-old Kala, and each one has already Ur Einiklach. So, and she doesn't want him to take her Yerusha away from her or Einiklach, so he should give her this under the chuppah right before, and in between the Erisin and the Nisuin, they should wink to each other and they should say it takes that's effect it. Now, or the rabbi should say doesn't have to advertise on the loudspeaker, but he says softly that it takes effect now in between the Erisin and the Nisuin. Then it's called Adavish Abol Yoylam, but it's not called Lachar Amaisin. That's a Gemara in Ksubis, a Gemara Gittin. You have to understand why. What's going on? What kind of a din is that? What kind of a compromise? Okay. If they want, they can do that too.
One of these days.
They can do that too. To read the prenuptial agreement. I remember many years ago. I remember when Rav Unterman was the chief rabbi, his wife passed away. His second wife was the Alman of Rav Shlomo Hyman. And she was a wealthy woman because they had real estate in New York. And I don't remember whether she had children or not, but she was a wealthy woman. So I happened to be in Eretz Yisrael and she passed away. So Rav Unterman wanted to get the Yerusha from his wife, and they never made a prenuptial agreement. He wanted to get the Yerusha, Bal Yerusha Sishtoi, but most of her assets, most of the money was not the real estate that she actually had. Most of the money was money in the banks. So money in the banks is a big machlokes whether the husband Yerushin, because the din is Habal Yerusha Sishtoi is only b'muchzuk and not b'roi, like a pchor gets Pishnayim only b'muchzuk, not b'roi. Right. Let's say the father bought a lottery ticket and gestorben. And after the father dies, then they have the drawing, and then he wins the lottery. Then he wins diary sweepstakes. So the b'chor gets an equal share to everybody else. The b'chor doesn't get Pishnayim b'roi, only b'muchzuk. It says, b'chor al she'i motzilo. Whatever the father has at the time of death, that's what the b'chor gets Pishnayim. So that's a pasuk in Chumash. So the Mishnayos tell us that whatever is ro'ui and not muchzik, and the b'chor doesn't get tishnayim, habal ein a yarish es ishtek. The husband doesn't yarish it at all. So whatever money, whatever dollar bills the wife had stuffed in her mattress, so that's a bal yarish. Whatever real estate she has, whatever alter shmatas, whatever dresses, jewelry that she has. But what about the money in the bank? But what about the money in the bank? Why that's not a shot. The money in the bank. If the money is in a safe deposit vault, that's a pikud. That's like the money in the mattress. Yeah. The money is not in a safe deposit vault. It's in a money market or it's in a savings account. Yeah. So that's a halvor that she lent the money and they're going to pay it back. So we paskin that a halvor is called ro'i. It's not called muxik for pchor. Halvor is called ro'i for pchor. So that's a shaila, is halvor called roi for habal yerushi sishto also. So this is a big machloikas harishonim. The Rambam and the Rimi Gash hold that it's not called roi. And the Beis Shmuel writes in Ebenezer that we totally ignore the Rambam and the Rimi Gash because it's only one shita. The Rambam, the Rimi Gash, the Rambam's father learned by the Rimi Gash, who was a Talmud of the Rif. So the Rambam writes, in the Hagdami writes, the Rimi Gash was a super genius and everything, and he was so kofef to the Rimi Gash, he says you can't chap him, you can only chap him on less than, he says, less than the fingers on one hand. He writes, there are less than five places that you can chap the Rimi Gash that he's wrong. So the Beis Shmuel says that the Rambam is so kofef to the Rimi Gash, it doesn't even count as two shitas, as if it's only the Rimi Gash says the shita, And he says, if it's a machlokes, one region against the ganze Welt, so you ignore that one region, you can't, even if you're muchzok, you can't say kimli. I hold like the Rambam and the Rimagash. If you would have two rishonim,
like
it's say rishita. Yeah, it's in ganzen rejected. If you have two rishonim unrelated to each other, would agree to a certain shita, so if someone's holding out to the money, you can say kimli, I hold like that shita. But over here, you can't even say kimli because it's only counted as one shita. So this was a big shaila. What about the money in a bank account? The money in a bank account, is that also considered like a havoya?
It's not good. I can take it out any minute I want. It's
you can take it out
there.
Whenever you want, yeah. But it's still a havoya.
Yeah.
But it's still really a havoya. So maybe a havoya, the Gemara has a machlokes, we pass on a havoya, it's called roi. Havoya is called roi. So havoya is called roi, even if it's, maybe havoya is called roi, because the loiva may not pay back the money. What if it's federally insured? What if I have a government bond? A government bond? What, the United... Uncle Sam is going to close
the government bond is a milver, because it's not... I can't collect on the bond now.
It says a date.
I can sell it.
I can collect also.
Cancel.
They won't give me the whole
thing. They won't
give me the full amount.
Why is it safekeeping? Safekeeping is not halva.
No, a government bond is a loan. I lend them and they're going to pay me ribbons.
Right, so
if I wait the whole time, so they pay me the full ribbons.
At least what I get.
Yes, did you have Unterman collect?
I don't know. I don't know. I remember I was visiting, I was witnessing Rabbeinu Shvinkel, and a relative of his was at this mishpacha with the Rebbetzin. So when I was there, so Rabbeinu was making fun of me. So he says in Yiddish, I'm a rabbi, he should ask me the shayla. So he's a Rosh Hashiva, like he doesn't know what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So I'm a rabbi from America, they should ask me the shayla. So they covered up the names, but they didn't cover up all the names. So I saw in between the cracks that it was Rav Unterman. And the Torah was in Tel Aviv, Rav Unterman. So years later, I sent a letter to one of the people in the rabbinate. I wanted to know what was the psak. So he tells me, he looked in the records, they don't have any record of such a dinter. They have no such record of such a dinter. But he sent me the prenuptial agreement that they have in case they want to make such an agreement in advance. So they have a nusach to fill out. But you have to give it before the chuppah and to say that it should take effect during the years. So Shailan Din had a paskin on it. In this week's Sedra, we read the dinim of Shemitah. The whole idea of Shabbos and Shemitah is that the Rabbanu Shlom doesn't want that people should be workaholics. That you should work, Leon Lavoie. There's some people that are so crazy about making money. They'll work by Yoma, Balayla, crazy, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. The businessmen are talking on 2-3 phones at the same time. They're talking to Europe, they're talking to California, and to China all at the same time. And they start early in the morning when the stock
opens
and over there. And over there, and they stay all day and all night, and they eat in the middle and in between. They have no time for family, for wife, for children, nothing. They don't have any life. So the Torah says Shabbos has to be Shabbos, and Yom Tov has to be Yom Tov. And years ago, it used to be an agricultural society. So Shnas HaShmita, everybody takes off. A person has to lead a normal life. So what is he going to do a whole year if he's not going to be working in the field? So the understanding is he's going to learn Torah, like in Eretz Yisrael. They open kollelim. It's not a kollel where they're sitting and learning all day long. A kollel for the farmers, for the religious farmers who didn't rely on the Hetem Mechira. So they had a shiur, an hour in the morning, an hour in the afternoon. They couldn't, those who could learn more than 2 hours a day, so they had time to let them go learn more. But that's the whole idea of the Shemitah. People should lead a normal life. They shouldn't become workaholics. And then, at the conclusion of the Shnas HaShemitah, you have this grand finale, and you lay in Hakel, the Sukkos. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Sukkos, no one's going to be doing too much work anyway between Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Mechuvah. There isn't too much time. Everybody's busy making a Sukkah, buying Dalad Minim. After Sukkah, he's going to go back to work on the farms. So I think on the first day, Chol HaMoed Sukkos, you have the grand finale of the whole year of learning, the whatever learning they had, and then you have the reading of Hakel, and then this is supposed to keep them for another 6 years, and then you go back again to learning. The Torah wants that people should lead human lives, not to become avodim to the business. And the Torah says, and this week said, the Torah doesn't want us to become avodim. Ki libin ha'isol avodim, lo avodim lo avodim. Baruch Hashem doesn't want we should become avodim to anybody. Everybody should be independent and try to have a close relationship. A lot of people, a lot of ultra-Orthodox ultra-Orthodox people, they'll keep Shabbos, Kashrus, they'll keep all the mitzvahs, b'nadam ha'mokim, b'nadam ha'ver, but the whole idea of the Torah, they won't be keeping. Torah wants people to be relaxed and to lead normal lives. Normal lives, people, a lot of people don't have normal. They'll keep every din that it says in the big Shulchan Aruch, but this din doesn't say you should lead a normal life. So it doesn't say, so not included. No, but that's the whole idea of the whole Torah. People should be human beings and they should have time to relax and learn and develop a relationship with the Rabban Shalom. So that's what the Torah says. Shemitah, that's what Shemitah and Yovel is all about. And Yovel, you can never become too rich. You can't buy up the whole Eretz Yisrael. When it comes Yovel, you got to give it all back. You got to give it all back. And Shemitah is also the Paris I have, everybody has the right to come. The rich and the poor. The Torah doesn't want that there should be such a gap between the rich and the poor. If a person works harder than the other one, okay, so he's entitled to his money. But they should remain like that. The rich should be so rich and the gap should keep on getting greater and greater. The Rabban Shalom doesn't want that. He wants to have a normal society. Normalism should be more evenly distributed. And everybody should have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael.
Oh, yeah.